One of the characteristics or aspects of being lost in thought or preoccupation is that thinking takes up all the mental space we have. Preoccupations can be all consuming. And so we're not available to experience the fullness of our life here and now. Preoccupation can remove us from our bodies. There's no room to really feel our bodies. If we're zeroed in and caught up in some particular aspect, some emotion or some physical pain, it can become kind of like a preoccupation that fills the mental landscape, fills awareness. And so there's no breathing room for other aspects of the moment. If we can let go of our thoughts, if we can feel beyond the edges of preoccupation, it can make room for us to be available for our experience, receptive for more that's happening here. There's a way of being available to breathing. Where we also remain available for much more. Not because we're focusing to see much more. It's like the doors and windows of the house are open. The curtains are pulled open. So we begin by orienting ourselves to our body and present moment experience. With a posture that expresses being available for this life to be lived through us. Oriented towards accompanying breathing in and breathing out, and if you can hang in there with a few breaths in a row, it doesn't have to be so many, but let's say 3 to 5. And then be available to feel the influence that mindfulness of breathing has beyond the edges of breathing in the body, beyond the edges of the sensations of breathing. Might there be a gentle influence of that rhythm, breathing in and breathing out? To be available, receptive to the way that the rhythm of breathing can affect you, the influence it could have as you exhale and let go. As you inhale and receive, and then taking a few moments to check into your body more widely than breathing. Is there any strong sensation in your body? Or the strongest, however weak it is? And to be available for that experience. To let go of reactivity enough so that there's breathing room, there's space for whatever experience in the body is happening. It can be there as if there's lots of space around it, so it can breathe, it can be free to be itself. And we accompanying it as it is. Whatever is happening in the body, can there be a relaxing, letting go around it? So that the greater room of awareness has a nice influence whatever is happening in your body. The receptivity, the availability, the openness to feel, even for a few seconds. As Does it have a good influence to be that way? And then returning and centering yourself on breathing again. Movement of breathing are an expression of the energy, manifestation of the energy of our body operating, the aliveness, the vitality of life with every breath. Quieting your thinkings so there's more room for the breathing. More room to feel. The life energy that flows through inhaling and exhaling. And then taking a few moments now to feel whatever emotion or mood or mental state there might be here for you, to orient yourself in a simple way to accompany how you're feeling. Oriented to accompany with a wide awareness. So there's lots of room for you to feel the way you feel, whatever way it is. Almost as if you can recognize the space beyond your emotion, beyond the edges of how you feel. So whatever way you feel is allowed to be there. Maybe you feel what parts of your body are activated or alive or vibrating or with your feelings, your emotions, your moods. Where do they live in you? And they too are a manifestation of vitality, aliveness. sometimes you can just stay more attuned to the energetics than to what it actually is, the physicality of it. And then returning to the body, breathing. Maybe breathing in the middle of how you feel. Making room for it all with the breathing at the center. And as you breathe, is there anything pleasant about breathing? At one point in the cycle of breathing in and out, is there anything pleasant? Is there an influence of breathing beyond the edges of the sensations that feels pleasant? Maybe in the energetics of it all. Maybe the meeting of awareness and breathing can be such that with every breath that there's an opening beyond the edges of breathing out into your body. Becoming aware of thinking, the thinking mind. If the thinking mind is quite quiet and peaceful, appreciate the quiet that's beyond the edges of your thoughts, like the sky around the edges of a cloud. If your thinking is active and busy, busy. Feel the energetics, any tension in the body or pressure, agitation. Maybe independent of what you're thinking about, be available to feel the energy, vitality, of active thinking. Giving room for it to just operate there in its own way. And then beginning again with your breathing. Or maybe you're already with your breathing, and maybe it feels like the place to be. Or maybe there's something that you can relax to let go into the breathing. Relaxing and softening around the breath so that there can be also a peripheral awareness that takes in the wider field around the edges of breathing. And might there be some tranquility calm, quiet a quiet that makes it easier to have lots of room for whatever is happening. A quiet that makes it easier to allow each thing to be its own unique experience. If we understand mindfulness to be availability, being available for the present moment, can you notice how you're not available? Getting caught up in thoughts and reactions loses our receptivity, availability. And if you can see how the availability is lost, letting that be a prompt to open again, to hear. Just here, available to this way of being. Maybe noticing as I ring the bell to end the sitting how slow and how quickly the mental space of awareness gets filled again with thoughts and activity. So our availability becomes narrower. I've seen in myself that during meditation and the bell rings, I come to a fork in the road that usually I don't see the fork, but I take the fork that is to start thinking about something. I kind of let up or let go of the mindfulness. And I start going, thinking about what's next, what should I do, changing my postures becomes an activating force for more thinking, not being so connected. So quite often I don't even know if at that fork in the road. But sometimes you can see that fork, you can see, oh, my mind wants to start thinking about something. It wants to kind of start going faster. And or I could just stay here this way. I don't have to change much of anything. We live at that fork all the time. So there's many ways of practicing mindfulness. in meditation one way, or with walking meditation, sitting meditation, is to have something which is your home base, the home where you stay with awareness. It's a default. And in some people, for sitting meditation, it's breathing. For walking meditation, it's the feet and lower legs. Both of them have a rhythm to them, an oscillation or cycle of sensations that come and go in an ongoing flow. But the idea is to be available to life. So if something else occurs that is more prominent than the breathing or the steps, we then are available to experience that, to know it, to make space for that, to be mindful of it. And then after it's been recognized and acknowledged, it doesn't have to be very long, maybe 3 breaths, 4 breaths time, then to return to the home base. It might be that the compelling thing is just as compelling after returning to your breathing. So then at some point you might go back and know it again. Hang out with it. Maybe it's useful to be there more than 3 or 4 breaths. But part of the art of this is when we become aware of something in our body, a pain or some difficult emotion or thinking, if we spend too much time being mindful of it, it's possible we're actually reinforcing it. There's a subtle reactivity, subtle kind of leaning into it or something. The idea, this availability to things, is just allow things to be, make room for them to be as they are, without fueling them. Not liking something, being wanting to make it go away, is actually more fuel to keep it going, more often than not. So this art of kind of going and being with something for a while, just a little bit, just long enough, and then coming back to home base, and then maybe opening up again to it, coming back to home base, is meant to be a way to help stay available, stay empty, stay spacious with whatever's happening, without being caught in its orbit. So sometimes it's with emotions, sometimes the body, sometimes thoughts, sometimes sounds. To be available, receptive, maybe inspired by what it's like to be really here and present. And the text says to be confident, but I associate confidence with tranquility. Confidence is a kind of a trust. It helps us not be so scared. So it's easier to, for the mind, the heart, to become tranquil, peaceful. So as you go about IRC today, every moment is a fork. Every moment is an opportunity to be available. Every experience has tremendous value. Every experience is the place to wake up. There's no experience that's less worthy of your mindfulness and attention and care than any other experience. And we often say here that one of the mundane things that we do, it's easy to overlook, easy to see it as a means rather than an end. Just it means just to open and close doors. That's so ordinary, mundane, it doesn't really count. It's just, I have to, just a means to get to where the practice is supposed to happen, get to some place that's worth. But the most mundane things are as valuable as anything else. And so you can practice with the mundane things. How you pull the chair away from the table at dining room. Not that there's any special way you're supposed to prove that you're careful or mindful, but to be available as if that is the only thing in the world. To open the door, and more importantly, to close the door. So at that moment, it's the most important thing in the world. It's the manifestation of life at that moment. It's a wonderful thing. It's a rare thing to be alive. Everything warrants our respect. Each moment, may you be available for awakening in every moment as you go through the day. May you enjoy the day. So today is Friday. If you had a practice discussion 2 days ago, you'll be seen today. And now, if you don't remember how many days ago it was you had a practice discussion, or you're unsure, or even if you're sure, you might want to check the board below and just see. And there's a little red arrow that points to Friday, because that's today. In case you're wondering where you are. Should be very reassuring, that red arrow. And so you're same location you met with people 2 days ago, but to the different teacher. And I'll be sitting in a little bit, I think, with Dawn in the late morning, maybe for a couple of people. And thank you very much.
Hey, online folks, for us, we also have practice discussions today, and those are for people who were seen on Tuesday, 3 days ago. So you might want to check. The first group is at 9:30, and then there's also one at 11. And then tonight at 7:50, we will have a drop-in practice discussion group, and that's at the link at the bottom of your schedule, the drop-in room. And I think I didn't mention yesterday that along with the other posture instructions that we've uploaded from Inez, there's a visual handout that has pictures of different postures. And that might be nice if you didn't get to see it on the video. So thank you, and have a wonderful day of practice.